Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about staying positive even when the world seems against you. Well, the last podcast I did was about overcoming challenges. This podcast is a little bit different because it really has a lot more to do with the mindset versus the actions, at least in terms of how I view this situation. And I'm going to tell you a story about what happened to me last winter so you can understand some challenges that I needed to overcome, and I needed to stay positive in order to figure out a way around it all. And miraculously, I figured out a way around it all. So, it's the third Wednesday in January, and I had to get out of my apartment because I just couldn't make the rent. It was just too much for me. So I had found another place where I could go. And that was a really, really good thing. But in order for you to understand this whole situation, which was kind of crazy, let me backtrack a little while. Actually, it was 2 winters ago when I was having a horrible, horrible year. I think a part of it was because of where I was located, small New England town, working class, lower middle class, I would say. Not a whole lot of money to be around, even though it was a cute town. And I was falling further and further behind in my rent payments to my landlord, who was a very, very sweet man. But, you know, they got bills to pay too, and I knew that I needed to leave. So here I am, getting rid of all the stuff that I could, because I was going to have to put the grand majority of it in storage. So, may as well toss what I don't need, give away things that I didn't want anymore. And in that feeling of giving, I went over to the Restore It store in the town that I lived in. The Restore It store is owned by Habitat for Humanity, and all the money that they make goes into building houses for the poor. So, I thought that was a really good place to donate the stuff I didn't want anymore for my household. It was a very, very cold winter day, about 8 degrees. Sunny, but 8 degrees. And I had just given them a bunch of stuff to put inside, and I needed to donate the clothes into the bin that they had outside. Everything was great until I turned around after dumping the clothes into the bin and tripped over this mound of ice that was in front of it. My glasses went flying, and my cell phones were both in the car, about 5 feet away from me, and I could not get up. My left ankle hurt so bad, I had never been through this before in my life. It was a little scary, to put it mildly, and frustrating because I had to move. And with a busted leg, ankle, whatever, this was going to be made a lot more challenging. The only thing that went through my mind at that time was, the timing of this could not have been worse. And that was a fact. So, I was very lucky in that there was a couple who had parked their car about 10 feet from where I had fallen, and they heard me in anguish as I was trying to get up and couldn't. And they came over and helped me into my car, where I immediately turned on the ignition so that I could just warm up because my hands were getting very cold and the fingers were starting to feel numb. Not a good situation. They asked me if they should call an ambulance, to which I said, well, considering the fact that I can't walk, I won't be driving anywhere, that would probably be a really good idea. The restored employees came out with an accident report, which I filled out happily, and an ambulance came and drove me away. My car spent the next couple of nights in their lot while the hospital was dealing with me and my leg. It turned out that I broke my ankle in three places. There were little breaks, but that's the same. Suzanne was going nowhere without some help. In the hospital, all there was time to think about what needed to happen. And you know, the folks over there were really kind to me. They kept me there a couple extra days simply because I didn't have anyone at home to help me out, and I didn't have a place really to go, and I needed to find one. But I think they thought that I kind of need a little vacation, and to tell you the truth, I did. Having the food brought to me and being taken care of, I had a single room, it was really nice, and the food was actually pretty good. But then I had to go home and deal with the reality of life. And this is when I picked up the phone, and I called my friend. I said to my friend, I need to move out of this place, and I just broke my ankle. Now, she already knew I needed to move out of the place because we had just had a conversation right before I had my accident. I think the conversation we had kind of stressed me out, and that was maybe why I wasn't paying good enough attention and fell over that ice. Anyway, she came up with a plan, and that plan helped me to get the finances that I needed in order to make the move. But then I had another problem. That problem was I couldn't drive myself anywhere. So how was I going to look at apartments? And that's when I picked up the phone and I called another friend of mine. And he helped me through finding a place to move. He helped me to all of my medical appointments at the hospital to get the x-rays done. And the place where I moved to, my landlord was an ex-firefighter, and he was very, very helpful to me during the time I was there. Actually, he helped me find the rehab place that I needed to go to and took me there on more than a few occasions until I was able to drive myself. This was an incredibly frustrating situation. To add to it, my friend's friend came up with the idea of going on Craigslist to find some people to pack my stuff. And we did get some people reasonably priced to pack me, and they stole all my opiate-based meds. Thankfully for me, I wasn't using them anymore. However, that wasn't a good thing. Luckily, I don't believe they stole anything else. However, beware of those who you allow into your home, especially when you cannot mobilize yourself to run between rooms to see what they're doing. Lesson: get a copy of their driver's license so you can report anyone who does anything not wanted. So what was the attitude that I had to stay positive? Well, the first thing was that I know that I'm very lucky in that I have really great friends and people who back me in the work that I do here at Dawning Visions Hypnosis. My friends, for the most part, have gotten some treatment for me for one or more things over the years. And some of them have even learned some of this hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming techniques from me as well. And that is what helped me out. I knew that I had people behind me. And when you know that you have people behind you who believe in what you do, who love you, and who will come forth to help you out, it's a lot easier to stay positive, even in a horrific situation such as I found myself in during that winter. Now I need to find another place to move to. My roommate is moving on. And so the challenge is to find another place that is affordable to live, where I can do what I do best in my work and be happy and meet some new friends, some new people. So I want you to think about the people who you have in your life And I want you to also think about something else. I want you to think about those things that you've achieved in your life, the things that you're really proud of accomplishing, like in my case, learning how to do podcast. That was a real big curve for me, the learning curve, that is. And my webmaster has been great about stitching together the music, the intros, the podcast, the extras, and the music for me. And he's also the one who took me to the hospital when I needed to and helped me find my place back there in Massachusetts. And so one can only be very grateful for people like that in one's life. But the other thing, too, that I know is that I've been blessed in other ways as well. When I think about the list of things that I wanted to accomplish in my life, the things that were most meaningful to me, I've done a whole lot of them. There's always more to be done. But of those that I started with, I completed them. Like, I went through trainer's training for hypnosis and neurolinguistic programming, and I was really scared to go do it. But I put myself through it, and miraculously I came out the other end certified, even with a test that was totally illegible and unable to be read by my trainer. That was probably because I had given a talk at their convention several months before. So they knew that I knew my stuff, and they knew that I knew how to teach. I also really wanted to bring this work to the third world, and I've done so 2 times, 3 different projects, which I've talked about in other podcasts, so I won't belabor the point here. I've been able to go to Israel. I thought I was going for 2 weeks. I got 2.5 months over there. And I've been able to hang out with some indigenous people, both in New Zealand and in the Serengeti in Kenya. And that has been really cool. I got my college degree years ago, and I found the thing that brings me more joy than anything else, which is to be able to share the things that I've learned with the people who are called to work with me. There's nothing more fulfilling than seeing people's lives change before your very eyes. Sometimes it happens in a moment. Sometimes it takes a little more time. But in the end, with each life that's touched, some breath is placed into that life that was not there before, and it's absolutely wonderful to be a part of. I think another really important part of staying positive when you feel the world seems against you is to know that there's people in your life who can give you hugs when you need them. And I remember one day not too long ago here in my apartment in San Pedro when I was feeling really down about something. I don't really remember what it was, but I wasn't feeling very good about whatever it was. And my roommate's grandchildren were here. She has 3 grandchildren, 5-year-old granddaughter, and a 4-year-old and 3-year-old grandson. And I just went into the living room where I heard them laughing and talking, and I just picked up these kids one by one and just gave them hugs. And it just made me go right into a positive mood state. So there you have it. Different ways of staying positive even when the world seems against you. And the really beautiful thing about that whole accident was that I got an insurance settlement that gave me enough money so that I could drive myself across the country and come to a place that I dearly loved since I first saw it in 2003 here in Southern California. So all was not lost. It was just a challenge for that period of time, and we never know what those challenging times might turn into. Well, a few months or even maybe a year down the road. For more information, please go to dawningvisions.com, D-A-W-N as in Nancy, I-N as in Nancy G, V as in Victor, I-S as in Sam, I-O-N-S as in Sam.com. Sign up for the free book, Wake Up Doctors, and the newsletter, and you will be given not only those 2 items, but a free gift page where you will be able to find a hypnotic induction to release stress, something that I believe we all can use. I thank you for listening to the podcast, and trust you got some really good ideas from this story that I shared with you today. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.